Joining us right now, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com's own Aaron Wilson. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, guys? Headed home on the turnpike. How you doing?
Doing well. Nice. Doing well. Lots of people complaining this morning, last night and this morning, about the game plan of Cam Cameron and the play of Joe Flacco. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, you know, it wasn't a very good game by Joe Flacco, obviously. He could have had several turnovers and was fortunate not to have them. He was erratic. He overthrew his receivers. He was not in sync with Torrey Smith. And the running game, they were unable to, you know, get that cranked up against the top-ranked defense in the NFL. And, yeah, I think Cam was sort of out of options. I'm not sure. You know, there were some strategic things here and there. Maybe they could have tried, but it just was not a good football game for the offense. And, you know, the defense, you know, give them credit. They're the reason they won the football game, along with Jacoby Jones.
Aaron, how big was it that Pitta went out so early? I think that kind of threw Flacco off because that's his go-to
that's
guy.
Yeah, that's his safety valve. He usually gets, you know, about five receptions a game. You know, even in Oakland when I think he had some concussion symptoms a week ago, that was a day where, you know, he has five catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. And, you know, he caught every single pass thrown to him. So, yeah, Pitta is his most reliable safety valve, and to not have him, you know, it may not take away a touchdown, but it definitely takes away some first downs.
Hey, Aaron, were the Bobby Williams, McPhee, Cody, were those guys inactive because of injury or because of lack of production?
In Bobby's case, you know, he really wasn't hurt that badly. They just want to give Ja Reed the look. And, you know, Bobby indicated that to me, and it was something that I heard of last week, that Ja took pretty much every first-team snap, and they want to see what he can do. Remember, he was a third-round draft pick. It was only a year ago, so they want to find out what he can do. And, you know, he had some rough moments. Brett Kiesel beat him for, you know, that hit on Joe Flacco very early in the game. He seemed to settle down a little bit after that, but his pass blocking is a bit of a detriment. I just feel like they don't really have a good alternative at left guard at this point, so they're going to give Ja the chance. And as far as Cody, they say it was a legit arm injury, and it's not. It wasn't like he was benched, but, yeah, just you look at those guys and, you know, neither nose guard really gives you much, but, you know, they got to play, somebody there.
Hey, Aaron, we hear so much about rankings. Ravens defense ranked 25th in the NFL, and I know that. That's based on yards, but they're a top 10 defense when it comes to the all-important points per game. Also, number one in the red zone as far as touchdowns are concerned. And if you look at it, they've given up more opportunities per game than most teams in the NFL. So if you look at it that way, the Ravens bend but don't break. Once you get inside the 20, they're pretty stingy then.
Yeah, Rob, you're right. They are stingy in the red zone. It's like the last remnant of what was once a stingy defense. And you know, that's the thing that they can do. They're stout in the red zone, and they make some plays. And I think, you know, that comes back to attitude and resolve. But, you know, overall, you know, you got to understand, you know, this defense, it's not what it was, and I think people have to kind of accept that, and, you know, you just kind of look at it and say there's something they can do. They can do that. And I think that the positives are that some of these guys, these reserves, they're playing a lot now, like James Idabo and Corey Graham, Shockey Brown, even the new guy, Chris Johnson, you know, they're coming in there, and they're making some plays. They're hungry. They want to show what they can do, and I think that, you know, there's some positive things happening with the defense. There's some, you know, good things. Paul Kruger looking off the ball against Mike Adams, and, you know, Haloti Ngata had a, you know, up and down game, but, you know, he'd get a sack and five tackles. Terrell Suggs is probably of their higher profile guys the most disappointing. That was just awful against Byron Leftwich, being unable to chase down a really slow quarterback like that. And Suggs clearly has no explosiveness.
Right. Was there any other injuries in the game other than Pitta?
Well, yeah. Chris Johnson tweaked his hamstring, but he said it's not serious, and, you know, he didn't seem to be limping noticeably in the locker room afterwards. So, you know, they're going to need him. It's pretty much all hands on deck, and now they head to San Diego and, you know, go square off with Philip Rivers again.
Yeah, big game this weekend against the San Diego Chargers. Now, all of a sudden, you know, that whole Bermuda Triangle that we were looking at about a month ago with Pittsburgh on the road at San Diego, then back home versus Pittsburgh. I think San Diego is it's the NFL on any given Sunday. I understand that, but they look to be the defeated bunch. I like their chances next Sunday.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have a chance. And remember, you know, I don't know how many of these guys are left. You know, the defense is a little different from last year, but, you know, John Harbaugh's going to remind them, hey, they embarrassed us on national television. mean, that was an ugly game. It was one of those games where they were exposed. Ray Lewis looked terrible. Perry Williams got picked on. Jimmy Smith, you know, it was just one of those games where you could say nothing pretty much went right. And yeah, I think that definitely they'll be motivated. And it's a prime opportunity for them because, you know, they're not just chasing the AFC North crown where they're two games up in the division race, but, you know, they're not far off, far behind. They don't have the head-to-head with the Texans, but, you know, they're up there. So, you know, though this is a flawed football team, you can't argue with the fact that they're 8-2.
Aaron, did you get a chance to talk to Justin Tucker about his what?
I did an article this morning. I put up at BaltimoreSun.com, and yeah, Justin said without watching it, he didn't know exactly why it didn't hook back in and go through the uprights. It looked like it went where he aimed. His aiming point was off from watching it a few times, where he hit the ball solidly and the spot and operation looked okay, but it just never turned in. And normally he's just a straight on kicker and. Yeah, it looked like he tried to hit a spot, and I don't think the conditions of the field help as the game goes on. But, you know, you like what you see when a guy comes back and makes the next kick. That's, you know, what kickers are judged by.
Right.
And, you know, he's 19 for 21 this year, so yeah, they're pretty happy with that.
There he is, Aaron Wilson, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a good drive.
410-5.